And did you have town board, Steve, Nita's, and who else was on?
Just that session in my camera here, so. The only two people outside are Tom Bullard and Steve Gannettis.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
See what Tom did on the screen?
I saw what he did. He moved over so you didn't have to.
Yeah, pretty much.
Very good, Tom.
Thank you.
But I use his flag on his.
Clever. All right.
Roll call. Trustee Chatterton.
Here.
Trustee Lauer. Trustee Mercy.
Here.
Trustee Willetot. He said that he couldn't make it in person. He said he would try to Zoom, but he wasn't making any promises of that either.
Right now, he's not on Zoom.
And Mayor Burton.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We got the minutes in front of you.
Oh, yeah. I think it was. I think everything was fine. I read it. I thought there was a mistake on it, but when I read it again, I didn't see it. So I make a motion, we accept it as is.
Okay, I'll second it. Let's see.
Kathy just should say that Earl taken carry.
Okay, Earl taken. Carry, thank you. Communications, I haven't had any other than, I don't know whether these came in for everyone on the board legislative program from NICOM. All right, those are available. I have a copy here if you're interested in looking it through. Sometimes I send them to everybody on the board and other times it's just to me, so. It's here and that's the only communications I've had with this last month. Legislator Holtz isn't with us. Sewer plant Camden. They, Tom. Thank you for the inventory list. That is something that was requested when we had our last audit, that we had to make sure that we have a current.
I didn't know how deep you wanted to go, but Mike got pretty much just about everything going on there and it's helpful for us too, to keep track of what we've got in stock, you know, especially the consumables and the stuff that we use in the lab every day. So, and it's good to know, but you know, before we order anything, we'll get, I'll send that email out to the, to you, Mayor and Ev, so that you know what we got going on.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you.
Plant's going again. It's, you know, I have to let you know that it's going okay. We're passing, permit. It's a tough, with it being this cold, all the grinder stations are mixing all that stuff up and it's creating like a milkshake, which is normal for parish. And we're just dealing with it. Our numbers go up and down and it's hard to keep track, but I mean, to keep it to where it's supposed to be. So we just have to do a little extra work a couple times a week. And this week, next, let's see, Thursday, we're going to be pumping over to the drying beds to make room. Everything's going as far as the plant's design, it's going the way it's going. And, you know, as long as we're passing permit and we're doing well, I have no complaints. So, and I'll be meeting with Neil on Wednesday. We'll go over this year's budget and what we've got on the budget for next year. We'll discuss a few things as to what we want to do before the new budget.
Because we've got
Neil,
let doors.
Neil, you should
doors and the locks.
Yeah, Neil, you should be able to know what you've got in your budget so that we don't want to go over anything, you know.
Right.
Okay, so I'll see you Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Yep. Other than that, I think everything's good. With snow removal, obviously, we've been trying to keep up with that. The only complaint that I have is that the town doesn't plow like it used to. It used to come down and plow both ends, one way and then the other, like a T at the end of the road. All they do now is just go to the right and stop and then back up and go. So Mike's been going outside the fence to clear that area with the snowblower. Snowblower's working well. It's getting the job done. Glad we got some snow, but the good thing is that it's almost March, so that snow's going to go away. Any questions?
When Craig comes in, I'll speak to him.
Okay. Sorry, yeah, just, you know, they used to go down and go both ways. They might be using a bigger truck, and that it's possible that you just can't do it with a bigger truck.
Be the guys out from them, and they didn't buy any new big trucks.
Well, yeah, but they have different, or the workers different.
Well, yeah, and then also the supervisor who had no
knowledge.
Well, no knowledge, but she really hasn't got anything to say about the highway department except how much money they got. As far as all this other stuff, it's supposed to be Craig. You know, he's responsible for everything that.
Well, he's right there. It shouldn't be that much more an effort to.
Well, it's not. That's what I'm saying. I got a hunch. She said something to one of the guys. And...
Well, I'll talk to Craig tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes an extra 5 minutes. All right. So that's me. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I make a motion we accept his report.
All right. Still looking at the budget from Ken. I sent you the questions, the budget questions that we had from our meeting. We had a couple questions that needed to be answered by the board. So
yeah, I got that here someplace.
Some that we had from our last meeting. And then again, we'll be going over the sewer budget before we're done. But as long as you have a copy of that. And then I also had sent the information previously. We got another notice about the CDBG funding, which is up for our public hearing on Monday night. And Ian will be with us at that time to go over that. And then we had a notice from Ken, or from Tom today, regarding the grinder pumps. There are 22 pumps with 25 grinder, or stations with 25 pumps. One new in the box at the plant, and there's no old units.
I think they said they were just going to buy two.
Okay, and there's three old ones that can't be rebuilt. So, and apparently, as it says, they need to have five required to be on site at all times. Well, I didn't realize that was the case. And
well, yeah, that's where we had three new ones and two old ones is what we're supposed to have.
Yeah, but that hasn't been the case.
It hasn't been the case.
So I'm fine. All right, and then I also had the information regarding cybersecurity for water treatment facilities. I forwarded that to them. So that's something that we need to be considering when we get into the plant.
You mean security?
Pardon? Security at the plant, right?
Sewer plant, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I did have that Camden report right here in my hand. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So thanks for taking care of that for me. And that's that. All right. Going on, we're on police. Jim.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll give you my January 2021 report. I'll just sum it up real quick. We did 3 new building permits, 2 zoning permits, 5 permits were closed out, 16 building inspections were performed, and 1 violation was corrected. Pat Dolan will once again be my deputy in 2021. In January, we continue doing our fire safety inspections. And coming in February, we're doing our other inspections. And these include the mercantile and business. In other words, basically your mercantile or your grocery stores and your businesses are like your law offices and insurance companies. We'll do them in the spring, and in the fall, we'll do the yearly inspections of the places where people assemble, or public assemblies, churches, the village place. So we'll do them in the fall. We broke them down into 2 separate areas to make it easier for everybody. In January, I attended the town and village monthly meetings, as well as the planning board. I also attended the town's organizational meeting. And in January, 7 fire safety re-inspections were performed, with 3 passing and 4 failing. And 1 new inspection was completed, and that failed. I traveled 35.1 miles during January, and the revenues for January building permits brought in $450, and zoning permits were $50 for a total of $500.
Good.
Any questions?
Nope. I think we accept your report as read.
I'll second it.
Okay, fantastic.
And I see you made enough money this month to pay your to pay you.
No, not enough.
All in favor, Jerry?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Who we got?
Todd. Yep,
hey, right. We're going right along today.
Pardon? All right, Paul.
I think I'm going to have copies for the other two trustees.
As you can see from my report, one of the things on my to-do list tomorrow is replacing toner in my printer. The first copy that I gave Jackie was good, but the other ones are a little bit faded, so I will be doing that tomorrow. But it's legible. The Tug Hill Commission office is still operating at a 50% occupancy level, less than that actually in a practical sense because they're trying to minimize occupancy, but everybody's working full-time out of their homes if they're not in the Watertown office and available to do any work you need them to do. The governor's executive order for authorizing Zoom has been extended through February 26th, and I've already been talking to the mayor about doing something on that next Monday for the village board. The State Committee on Open Government held virtual FOIL, which is Freedom of Information Law training, on February 11th, and a recording of that webinar is up on their website, along with an earlier one, which was pretty interesting, on open meetings.
And that was very interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. What was that on? Open meetings?
Open meetings, yeah.
That one we just did.
Well, that one we just did is the next one on my list has to do with NYMER. We did a webinar on employee issues associated with NYMER. I sat in on it with the mayor and helped her with that and some computer issues afterwards. And I thought that was very interesting because basically what it had to do with is there's this growing body of law and orders and judicial decisions and advisories and recommendations, all having to do with how you treat your employees with COVID, or having to do with quarantine issues, which is something I wasn't really thinking about much, but there are quarantine issues coming in now. If you're ordered to, you know, quarantine at home, how does an employer handle that? And this was covered in the NYMER workshop.
She sent, and
it's
only good till March.
Yeah, because they keep on changing these things. Yeah.
I can't open it.
I'd be happy to help you with that. We can do that.
These
are the things I help the mayor with. Sometimes these things don't work as automatically as they're supposed to, and I'm happy to assist you with that. So, and I should mention, some of this involves registering and getting like a user login with NYMER. If you don't already have one, the mayor can set you up. I think she's the one that has to authorize additional users. But again, I can help you with that if you need to add additional people. Because we went with that, setting things up for the mayor so that she could check on it and see what was there. And when we sat through the workshop, they said it would be up later. But of course, any webinar isn't going to be up immediately. But we went through the process of getting the mayor set up as user so that she could check on it later and watch it again if she wanted to, along with other like bonus material, reference material, mm-hmm. and links and so on they were going to offer, but again, didn't have it up right then. I have, as we discussed in the past, I now have for you a recommendation for a replacement computer for the mayor. It would be a refurbished Lenovo from Tiger Direct. And Tom's on the session. I made reference to you, Tom, that both Tom and I have had prior experience with Tiger Direct, and we can both attest to the quality of their products. I've been very satisfied. And at under $160 plus shipping and handling, it's less than half the price of a new unit, and it should work for you just as well. I checked, and it'll work with your existing monitor and speakers, which saves you some additional money. It does come with a keyboard and a mouse, although your current keyboard and a mouse will probably continue to work just as well, and you can throw the new ones in the shop as a spare. I'd be happy to help the mayor with getting this ordered. As additional benefit, you should be able to get this on net 30 terms, so we can get this on order and you can forward it at your next village board meeting. And here's the information about the machine. It's really pretty powerful machine. I think it's as powerful as what I have on my desktop that I use day to day. So Windows 10 Professional, eight gig of RAM. It's a 1 terabyte hard drive. It's a pretty it's really a lot more computer than you need right now, but it all that also means that it should work for you for the next several years. So
well, if the mayor is happy, I make a motion that we
and it's well within the budget you talked about.
Doesn't take much to make her happy. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. The last page is the thing we need to go through to set up an account, and that's again, it's not a lot of complex information to get you an account with that.
That's why we put you in charge of that.
Well, that's why I'm happy to help you again. Again, thank you to Tom for reminding me about Tiger Direct, because I haven't dealt with them recently. But like I said, I've had probably decades by now of satisfactory experiences with ordering from them. They've been really, really good. Pardon me?
Where are they located?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up. They're in the U.S., but other than that, I would have to go to the website and check.
What's refurbished mean?
Refurbished means it's not brand new. It might be one that it can fall into a couple different categories. Refurbished computers, sometimes they call them refurbished when they're just like manufacturers' overhauls. They had a model year computer, they had a couple extra up, and at the end of the model year, they're changing over and they just clear them out to somebody who sells them afterwards. Sometimes refurbished are ones that somebody else bought. There was something wrong with it.
They take out some of the cards and put new cards in.
A new card or a new hard drive or something
update,
like that.
Update it to a faster speed and they can handle it.
They bring it up and make sure that everything
but
is.
But they usually have a year warranty on
it. Depends on, and I had to take a look and see what this one is, but usually these things, if they don't work, they normally don't work right out of the box. Very seldom have I seen a computer that didn't fail within the warranty period. So yeah, they basically take it in, they go through it, fix anything that needs to be fixed. Sometimes computers get returned just because people didn't want it. They decided, no, that's not what I liked. I wanted a little bit more of a machine or whatever. So that's what refurbished means. It's not a brand new machine, but it's one that's been gone through and verified to be up to spec.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be in like new condition. So the keyboard, if you got the keyboard, well, in this case, we reused your keyboard, you'd be using a Dell keyboard with a Lenovo computer, but that's an okay thing. They're interchangeable. And the keyboard and mouse they ship with it might very well be a generic mouse and keyboard. But again, that doesn't really matter as long as it's a working keyboard. So, so that's what refurbished means.
Okay.
I think that's all I have to report on that tonight, and see, that would give me another reason to go up and see the mayor. We can get the computer on order and work through your issue with your file access.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jackie made the motion, and
I second that.
All right, all in favor, Carrie?
Aye.
Very good. I will be in further touch with you about that then.
Okay, now before you go, you had some information about security information.
I was just going to tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
The because I have a price tag associated with it now, which might rock you back on your heels. And so I'm looking for good other examples of how you can accomplish the same thing. I talked to the mayor recently about what the town of West Monroe is doing. And what they do is, and it would work great for your village gym here, is they basically have a video doorbell. You hit the button and there's a camera there. And whoever has the monitor, probably in the clerk's office, can see who it is. They can talk to it. They can buzz them in to let them in if they need to do it. Somebody who should be in or who's making a delivery or something like that. They don't have to get up. Well, you don't have to rap on the window to get their attention. And then they don't have to, the clerk doesn't have to run around and out the door and open up the door. They can just buzz you in. And the system that West Monroe has also involves a keyless system that has key fobs. And your car, I guess, and they're programmable. So the one that you get, if you have it and they decide, nope, tomorrow we're not going to let Neil in, they can reprogram it so he can't go in. Or they might have it such that he can only go in during certain times. Because like I said, the key fob is like a key. You use it and you get in the building. But maybe they don't want Neil coming in at midnight. Maybe they only want him in between 9 and 5. And the system keeps a log of everybody who's in and out.
Which is good.
Key fobs is individual. And if they decide to.
Is it Bob's, like a teardrop?
Little thing, yeah.
Teardrop?
Yeah, probably about that size and shape. I don't know if that's the exact shape the West Monroe has, but I know they're small.
What about, Paul, if someone comes and you let them in, you think they look normal, but then when they get in there, they're really ballistic? I mean.
Well, that's the other thing that West Monroe is looking into too, and that's panic buttons.
Yeah, we're talking about those.
That's a separate subject, but West Monroe is looking into that too. And I don't know, West Monroe is talking about that, and I don't know what the price tag is on that. But I can tell you, I saw them when they were putting it in, I said, I got to find out more about this, and they're really happy with it. But I checked back with them a little bit later and said, how much does this cost? They said, $12,000. So that's why I say, maybe it's a really good solution, but maybe that's not in your price range right now.
Well, we're in our negotiation, our budget.
Yeah, and that's a lot of money.
I found out later, there are other video doorbell types of things that I'm looking for other examples that might be friendlier to your pocketbook.
Well, when the inspectors were here, the panic button was the issue that they wanted us to address immediate, and then we can look at something.
And I can certainly tell you, I don't know if you have a source on the panic button, I can certainly tell you who West Monroe used, and you can check with them and see if they're satisfied, but at least there's a lead of another possible source. Yeah. So I'll get you that information.
Okay, good.
So, if I hear of any other solutions, I know there are other video doorbell sources. I just don't know a whole lot about them or exactly what they do, or if you could.
Some of them go to a phone.
Yeah, but at the very least, something like a video doorbell would let them ring the bell. You could see who it was. And yeah, maybe they would have to get up and go around to let you in if they've determined that you're an authorized person. Mm-hmm. Well, it wouldn't get you all those nice smart pump features, but again, it's a lot less money. So, and the big thing right now is you do kind of have a bottleneck right now that when you come to the municipal building, you got to lean over and you knock on the window and hope that there's somebody in there that can hear you. And tonight I was out in the cold for a couple of minutes until Jackie came along because.
Well, no, Kevin and I heard you. He was just walking up to get you.
Yeah. Well, I had time enough to get that computer out, open it up and start it up. So that was, exactly immediate. And I had no verification that anybody knew I was there. So that's why I figured I might as well start setting up my computer. I didn't know how long it was going to be. For all I knew, you were all out in this meeting room. And I'm sure that more trustees is going to come along because this was 6:30. And I figured, I'm sure not everybody is there yet. So somebody will let me in eventually. And it's not a bad night out.
Yeah. Kevin must say.
I'm not complaining. I'm just,
she let you in about the same time Kevin was watching.
Yes. So we're looking at now, I think, is our panic buttons, and then that as well, probably for the court.
Yeah.
And then we can add this to our agenda, as we were discussing too, with the AED. So we've got a number of things that we're trying to figure out which direction we're going to go. But thank you for that, and then the information we get on that.
And I still have it on my to-do list to get you connected with somebody from Tuttle that was working with a community group. I think it was on AEDs. They were looking for a grant for them, so I'm still looking for any available money for you.
Good. And we're not so much a purchase of one, but I was thinking we need one, probably two in this building, and then one at the wastewater treatment plant. So that's three, which.
Panic button?
No.
AEDs.
AEDs.
The defibrillators.
Oh, okay.
And is Jim working on that, on possible grant sources? I couldn't remember if you were.
It's probably George.
Okay, it might have been George.
George.
Might have been George.
Yeah.
He's but the I don't think you got anything from that. So anyway, I'm working on that. I'll let you know if I come up with anything.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, motion.
I make a motion to accept Paul's bundles report.
And I second that motion.
And all in favor, Gary. Thank you. All right, Tug Hill. For our emergency plan, still being worked on, and Jackie and I will get our heads together and go over that in short order. And due by the 1st of April, so not pressing this week, but we'll get to that. Okay. Budget meetings are scheduled January 25th, each Monday following, weather preventing. And then on Monday, we have our public hearing with Ian regarding our CDBG. Application, so put that on your agenda at 6:00, and then we'll follow up with our budget discussion. Key Bank building, boys aren't here. Find out what's happening. Apparently, the furnace needs to be checked or looked at. So,
are they having it in?
Don't think it's been done. We're working on getting somebody in to have a look at that.
Well, I don't know nothing about Teresa's.
Right, neither do I.
The guy I called, he was in, just got quarantined with COVID.
Oh, who did?
The guy that I called.
Oh.
The one that did our other work.
Okay.
I'll give him a call tomorrow and see if he's clear and he can go down and.
That'd be good. Truck status, we will get the truck when we pay the bill.
Yeah, and the bill was in the stuff today.
In there, right? So we can get that shifted back to the wastewater. And then the boys were gonna see about putting it on auction, international auction.
Yeah.
Auction International, and see where we go with that.
Where is it now, Neil?
It's still down at the.
At the right.
Right.
We're in back or something, or?
Yeah, it's in back. Cause we got the bill, we paid the bill. I mean, we authorized the bill to be paid. So once he gives us his check, then we can take it down.
What color is that truck?
Huh?
What color is that?
White, I think. Would be yellow white on top.
That's the one that Greg used to have.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Steve's with us.
I am. Didn't think I was, but I managed.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Any headway with our social media, Facebook?
Nope, still have to wait a little bit longer. I sent the cease and desist right before our last meeting. It's not quite enough time for me to start progressing. You're supposed to wait like 30, 45 days, something like that. So nothing new with Facebook. The bigger issue was all everything with the building access, but we went through that mayor, so that was our fun.
All right, well, thank you.
No problem.
Anything else that we need to ask of Steve while we've got him, or?
Not as far as I know.
Concerns, anything?
I wanted to know if it's legal for the water boat and ask them to have ID. Is that legal in New York State?
Did you get the information regarding the water situation that I forwarded?
Yes, I did get the email. So the issue is whether it's legal or not, the remedy would be allowing a person who didn't have to vote. It's not like it would invalidate the vote or anything like that. Just because it's wrong doesn't mean that it's worth fighting. I haven't done the full-on research of it yet, and I'm happy to do so if you'd like me to. Just seemed like it wouldn't have any effect whatsoever on anything. It just kind of seemed a little nitpicky.
Come after us for doing something illegal.
Well, I don't see where that would be illegal. I mean, my wife does taxes, and she tells them that she's got to have a driver's license.
Well, that's for taxes.
Well, government, still government, right?
There's an argument about having picture ID being a issue of disenfranchisement for people who are of don't have as much access to finances and things of that nature. So it could be a violation of the Voters' Rights Act. I haven't not looked into it just yet. But again, the remedy is most likely just for allowing them to let this person vote versus invalidating everything.
Use for a residence site too?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you know if somebody lives in this village or town? Right. They might just live over the border and try to come into.
But then too, if they don't live.
But before they verify it. They typically verify addresses and things of that nature. You have to provide some sort of evidence that you live here in that you know your name and you know your address. That's usually the check that we do for just general voting. Picture IDs probably, I don't think it's correct. My understanding, it's been a little bit since I've done con law, but I think that it would be a violation of the Voters' Rights Act as it currently stands.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Nothing else for old business, but on to new. And our water project vote, town supervisor has it scheduled March 1st. And committee members for the boards, Jackie and Dave from the village and then village committee members was Doug, and we have vacancy because the other person is no longer a village resident, so we'll need to find someone to fill in that space. If you know of someone that wants to serve in that position. I don't have any name offhand, so we need to get somebody. I don't know, you haven't even been called upon yet, have you? Okay. That vote will be at the fire department on the 1st of March. Williamson Law Book.
Yeah, we love it. I think
contract, support contract for Williamson Law for software.
Yeah.
Support.
We signed it. I mean, we signed the authorization.
Over in the world, did you?
Yeah.
All right, so I have to sign the contract and then. All right. As long as that's been approved, we can. Any motion on it, everyone?
I make a motion.
Okay.
Any motion or what?
To renew this contract. Renew the contract.
I make a motion that we renew the contract.
Software support contract. All right, thank you. All in favor, carried. And let's see. So I'll get this to you. Right. So I don't lose it. Thank you. None of our facilities inspection we had done. November 30, security and systems to install. This is what we're talking about with Paul regarding security mechanisms. So it's ongoing. Hartford boiler, we had a 2-year inspection completed in February 8th, and that's it will be back in 2 years' time, so it comes every 2 years. And found a valve leak, which is in need of repair. So when the gentleman comes to check out the bank, he'll have a look at our
look at that
system,
little leak.
See okay. Down there.
Okay. Right. That sounds good.
Something that we can get 2 birds and 1 stone and maybe get that taken care of. Basement work. We have Mr. LaRock working on the basement. I think he did the previous work on the records room, so he's willing to.
I know we got to
work on that now.
He gave us a bill.
Okay. Right. So he's going to work on the basement flooring as well as the records room expansion.
Okay, that sounds good. Right.
So that'll be a good job, a long-awaited job that's needed to be done. I don't know what the floor is like now, but it's been pretty soupy whenever I've been down there. So this will be a major improvement. Anything else?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay, I do too.
We need to put out for mowing the sewer plant. Now, what I was going to do is somebody's going to have to write it up for me because I'm a terrible in writing. But we got to have mold every twice a week. Okay. I realize that maybe in August we won't need it twice a week, but then we're going to have to put in there that we needed weed whacking around the fence, and they got to do the inside and the outside area around the fence. And then twice a year, they have to take the hedgehog and go all the way down to the creek, and they can use our tractor for that. Now, we have a tractor down there for mowing if they want to use it. And the other thing that I need, put it in some kind of a wording, maybe the our lawyer can help us with that, is you want to do it with your own mower or you want to do it with our mower, how much is going to cost per season. Okay. But I don't want what we did last year. Every time we turned around, they didn't want to do it anymore. So
now,
I don't know who we're going to get to do it.
Who can do the hedgehogging? Anybody knows how to run that machine?
Yeah.
Or do you need somebody that's experienced? And I mean, I don't know what a hedgehog looks like, so.
Well, it's basically, I call it a hedgehog, but it.
It's not a regular one.
You hook up behind the tractor.
It goes behind the tractor.
Okay.
So basically, I could go down and do it.
So no special skill in doing it?
No, just.
If they can run a lawnmower.
We don't want an idiot on it.
If they can run a lawnmower, they can run the hedgehog.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't have any special qualifications there?
You want to use ours or do you want to use your own? Which, there'll be a different price for using, you know. And we need, you know, and I would like it to do it by, by the season. Seasons sometimes are longer and sometimes they're shorter. So if we do it by the season, instead of by each time they mow, okay. I don't know how they want to do that. And I'm not sure we got anything to.
Well, it's the same as snow plowing. Do you do it by the season or do it by the drive?
Do it by the, yeah.
Each time they come, so.
Well, no, they're doing the snow plowing down there.
No, I mean, commercial.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You hire somebody, either you hire them for the season or you hire them by the.
No, I'd rather hire them by the season. But once that contract's signed, I don't believe they can get out of it. I might be wrong. Steve still, lawyer still there?
Steve?
I am here.
Oh. If we have somebody sign it by the season, can they walk out in the middle of it?
So that would be a breach of contract. Your remedies are pretty simple. First, you can sue them for the damages. So if you were to take it up yourself and just do that, you would sue them for either a pro rata share for how much, let's say you hired them for 3 months, they did it for two, you'd sue them for 1/3 the amount. You could also hire another company and sue them for the price difference, various ways in which you can go for breach of contract. So well litigated, plenty of remedies. So if someone were to breach, there's all sorts of things we can do.
Is there any, what I'm trying to say is we're doing a contract for the sewer to have it mowed in the for season. So that'd be.
You have to designate your season what from what to what.
Well, see, that's it. If we have an early season, they'd be going in from April. If we have a late season, we may not do it until June. But if I put season in there, would that cover that part of the?
I think you wouldn't want to just put season. I think you'd want to do like growing season or something of that nature because it could be spring, it could be summer.
A growing season?
I'd have to look into similar language that's used. I'm sure I could just take a look at a couple of landscaping companies and kind of cheat and take a look at their stuff. But
okay.
No need to reinvent the wheel. The lawyers are basically just legalized plagiarism. We steal everyone else's stuff and away we go.
How do you do it, Jimmy?
I do mine by mow.
Oh. You don't do yours by season.
Never by season, because especially in a commercial account, if you do start early,
yeah,
I want to be compensated for it. Mm-hmm. If we end up and we have a dry August,
yeah,
and we don't have to mow,
yeah,
then I don't mow. I mean, you have to trust your contractor not to mow when it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
But that way you're always paying your contractor what he's worth. And you're not paying above and beyond what he's worth. So if you do season and your season technically is 10 mows or whatever number you come up with, and he only mows four, why would you pay him for 10 when he's only doing the work for four?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just with a commercial account because, I mean, there's a maximum, like I have a maximum of four mows per month. So come June when the grass is growing like crazy, sometimes it gets a little long. But I'm still only mowing four times. I'm not going to hit you up with five times or six times because it's a commercial lot. Nobody's really going to pick it apart. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody's not sitting out in the front lawn looking at the grass, you know, being a little bit too high. It's just, mm-hmm. So you're guaranteed at four the max, anything under that. And that's
why you charge, You charge by the?
Mow.
Mow.
And I get, I make sure that that person gets paid once a month too, so he's not taking all my money at the beginning of the season and running away where you have to take him to court. If he works, you know, then you pay him when the work is done every month. And that works out so that he's getting a little bit of money instead of all the end too.
Now, let me ask you another question.
Yep.
Now, I'm also going to have it in there that they got to do at least two trips down to the creek.
Okay.
The hedgehog. We got the hedgehog and we got the tractor. Now, would you do something like that, or would you have to say, well, I can't use your tractor?
I wouldn't use somebody else's equipment personally.
Okay.
Because my liability, my insurance, I have no idea where that, you know, that hedgehog has been. I don't know if it's going to throw something off. I don't know.
Well, it's going to maintain.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, then it was only been used a couple of times.
What you may, I would advise you to do is pay somebody by the hour so that he can run the equipment you already own. If it's well maintained. Now, if it breaks down, now you got an issue.
Well, I do know that one reason people don't want to use that particular tractor we have down there, not the Kubota. Kubota's fine. But the small tractor that they got.
Yeah, I don't even know what you have
down there. Well, we got a lawn garden.
Okay.
Which is, I don't know why they bought that to begin with, because I would never have bought that. I wouldn't even buy something like that for my yard.
I don't know how big of a lawn you're looking at. I don't know.
Well, we're looking at a pretty good size piece, because you got to mow inside and outside of the gates.
What's it normally take somebody to do that? And once again, if you use your own small mower, it's going to take longer than it is somebody coming in with a commercial mower that gives a 72-inch cut and I can get in there and out.
Right, right. That's what I'm doing. I think with that one that we were using, took us about 2.5-3 hours. But it's only a 36-inch cut.
Right.
Okay.
So you can cut that by a third or so. And it depends on how many obstacles. Like I said, if you know, it depends on what you have there. It's so hard. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you can put it out to
bid. You got a couple of tanks you gotta go around.
Right. You can put that out to bid.
Yeah.
And maybe you can hire somebody to go do it twice with your own equipment to hedgehog it if that's what you're looking for.
Well, that's only because they say we got to keep that one area all the way down to the creek mold.
It doesn't have to be done every month, though.
No. That only has to be, I think we can get away with that twice a year.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But they do want it around the outside. The insurance company wants it outside of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever been down to the sewer plant?
Nope.
Well, one of these days, I guess I'm like,
yeah. Yes. But that's what I'm saying. So, it's just better.
Well, I think Doug was saying something. So, I'm going to see once I get this, once I get a contract pretty well set up, I'm going to go to him.
Like first. I said, if you did it per mow, and then you said, I'm going to pay you $200 to run our hedgehog to do that twice a year, you can put that in the contract as well.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying? So you don't, and that way you're guaranteed to get it done twice. If that's all you're looking for,
we're looking to have the whole thing, the inside, the outside,
right.
The trimming,
right.
The weed whacking.
Yep. But somebody could bid that, you know.
Well, that's it. Well, usually people will bid it, and they bid it while going down there and looking at it. And then last year we had like four or five, you know, then it got too big where actually they bought their own mower down and mowed it. But they charged us $150 for that.
Well, that's, you know, they brought their own mower. How many hours did it take them when the grass got long? Did it take them 4 hours? I mean.
No, I don't think it took them that long.
You know.
Because they had a nice 62-inch.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. But once again, that's still.
I realized last year was hard because they were doing a lot of work down there.
Right.
And so they had a lot of stuff dug off. And
right. Now that adds to the mess, and that's, you know.
Yeah. But
what's advisable for them to have their own machine and ours, we supply it. We had issues that we supplied it and then they were always breaking the blades and running
over. They were breaking it and everything else. You're better off, honestly, if you just have a garden tractor, like you said, scrapping that or whatever you're going to do with it, I'd pay somebody to go in there and do it, because now it's going to be their insurance. They're going to, you know, so if something goes wrong, it's their headache and not your headache where the machine breaks down.
Well, they'll be more careful if it's theirs, too.
Right, everything would be theirs. It might be a little more expensive than just paying somebody $14 an hour to do it, but you get rid of your headaches with your equipment and everything else. That way they'll come in with all their weed whackers, everything they will take care of, and they'll, you know, you got to pay for it, but.
So basically, when I write up this contract, I'm going to put on there, you supply your own.
Right, it's going to be, you're going to mow it. Don't even tell me I'm equipment, you're mowing it. That's your contract. You're going to maintain this property to these specs. You know, like I said, four times a month, max. Twice, you know, or as needed, but the max is four. You can write that in there.
Because there is some areas that actually need to be weed whacked about every 2 weeks, because it's right next to the tanks.
Yep, and you can have them weed whack every time they mow.
Yeah, but right around the tanks especially, right, because sometimes that.
Right, and you can also put in there that you can fire them at any time for their performance.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that way you don't have to worry about that seasonal and paying them early. You pay them once a month, and like I said, max four times, and you have to write down what they need, but you can quit that at any time because you don't like their performance.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
You give me a lot to think about.
Okay. What is petition saying?
Petition for what? What are we looking at?
I don't know.
That's
something I gave
you.
Oh, all right,
never mind. Sorry.
Okay.
Did I get a copy of
them?
You don't need it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, neither nor basis, and you need
them. Yep. Our audits, we're going to need to put out RFPs for that.
Okay.
And I guess it's whether we just want to go with the previous company or scout around and get. Who we like working with, but we'll see what pricing is and where we go from
with an audit, if you go with the same company, they'll know what, you know, we haven't had it done in 2 years, right?
And it's been 2 years.
Okay, so the previous company, if we hired the same company, they'll have all that information and they won't have to ask us.
What information?
The information that they did on audit 2 years ago, and this is all the figures, and this is all the, you know.
These are the next years, though.
Yeah, but they have to go
back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them have to go back to see, okay, are they, you know, because it's like balancing your checkbook. You got to make sure everything is, you know. You know, if they do a complete audit.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll need to look at then.
But you can, ask, you know, sometimes I'm not really up on those.
Okay. Well, we'll check that out. I know the one we had took forever to get it back to us, the information and paperwork, so.
Yeah, well, that's
a negative aspect about it, but other than that, we shouldn't have a problem.
So.
All right, good. Anything else for new business?
Nope.
We're making good progress. Our dates to remember.
Water voting.
Let's see.
Our joint meeting is
March 1st, our special water vote.
Yeah.
Fire hall. The 11th is our joint board meeting. 7 p.m. here. The village is be in charge of that one. I'll chair that. March 16th, village election day from noon to 9, the NAS Church. And we'll have signs out for that, Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the 17th, board meeting, 7 p.m. here, and May 8th, quarterly water meeting. And okay. Monday nights are our budget meetings as we progress through that. And that has to be voted on, presented and voted. So we'll have a public hearing on that March 17th. Okay. I should have that on there too, but we haven't reached that point yet, so.
Yeah, don't clog up our minds too much.
All right, payment of bills.
All righty. General fund vouchers 133 to 146 in the amount of $12,801.37.
I make a motion that we pay that.
One second. Okay. Sewer fund vouchers 87 through 98 in the amount of $24,708.63.
Make a motion we pay that.
One second.
There's only two of us.
Yeah, all in favor.
Nothing, the sewer debt service. And the TNA fund is vouchers 83 through 90 in the amount of $2,405.08.
I make a motion we pay that.
All right, anything else for the good of the agenda in the meeting?
I'll make a motion that we close.
All right, I'll second that.
We'll be in favor of that. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Steve and Tom, everybody else there.
Did you have to put that up?
You haven't given me these for some reason.
I will have to check. I do not know what the status right off the top of my memory where they did it and forgot I did it or.
Public hearing will be in April.
Did you get it? Well, I think Pat was going to send me something.
That was March.
Right, I thought it was too.
For, I think he probably did.
April 15th. I was thinking.
When you get off the state.
A little, yeah, it was a scanned copy.
Right, yeah. It was better than nothing.
Oh, absolutely.
There it is. You have a night.
Yes.
Oh, did that one I gave you? Oh. I figured.
How far out?
What do you mean, how far out?
For the village line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to walk. It's real easy to pull up though on real property, so I just get out of here and.
Because I guess somebody's complaining they want to be hooked into that sewer. They're in the village. I thought the sewer.
I did not see that, so I will check on that tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the email you had.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it was about.
That's the parish, what was it again, zoning?
Yeah, the parish new zoning law that included the manufactured home overlay.
Oh, yeah. He did that.
Right, it's just, it went through the state and it's not up on the web tomorrow.
Oh.
It will be.
So.
There we go, I'll check on that and I will.
And I don't know why they didn't just put through the new manufactured.
So.
I thought they went through it all.
Yeah.
Didn't.
I think right tomorrow and I'll have Steve look at it too.
Yeah.
There was a lot in there that.
Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Because it might, because if I wrote it up, I'd probably say, please mold the cow.
A little stuff that the town has.
Yeah.
I mean, the village at the fencing law.
How does he get the information?
So it's more stringent, but I can look that up.
I don't know why we have.
They're going to keep them?
Keep them. Pissed at my daughter for putting one up.
What?
Right on the line.
Be okay.
Oh, what a fence. Well, that's why I have zoning now.
Yeah.
So in the town, they don't.
Well, see, in my opinion, why should I give you, if I put up a fence, why should I give you two foot of my?
You know why?
Why?
So that when you go to paint it,